The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There it is, time again for a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the talkers charts for the week of April the 18th to the 22nd. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program. Each week at this time, we go through the top 10 stories, topics, if you will, that have really, really churned up the discussions on the format on the radio that is undisputably, Michael, the number one format these days. And I suppose it's because of the number one issue, but I'd like to think it goes deeper than that. Don't you think that there's a resurgence in interest in conversation about a lot of issues in America?
Well, yes, but I also don't think it's ever not been the number one format.
Yeah, well, there are people that look at the stats and they say, oh, well, you know, the urban format is more popular or something else. But, I mean, it really is it's true blue Americana.
Well, it's freedom of speech, it's entertainment, and it strikes at the core of what makes human beings uniquely human, and that is we speak, we talk.
And
we talk
thumbs
to each other. I love when people say, well, talk shows, you know, will talk radio die? No, it'll never die. It may not be on the radio. It may be on a different appliance. It may be talk refrigerators.
Yes. When you open your mouth and somebody puts an appliance in your mouth, you can get it out of it.
Absolutely. So you want to talk about the 10 topics?
I would love to hear you because I love listening to your voice.
Oh, my gosh. I love talking to you.
I love listening to your voice.
I love rock and roll, and that's what it's all about, as you said before.
Yes,
this is like the hokey
doing
pokey.
Radio.
Number 10, we have...
And that, folks, sets the tone for the rest of the hour.
And
all right,
10,
so let's go.
At number 10, we have the untimely and shocking death of the music artist Prince. And that's tied with NBA and NHL playoffs. At number 9, United Healthcare exits Obamacare exchanges. SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, amnesty case tied with mistrust of press poll at number 8. At number 7, ISIS, European threats. At number 6, the bathroom's gender controversy. It's tied with ESPN fires Kurt Schilling. The Iran weapons concerns at 5. At number 4, the...
Yeah, what's happening? I'm here. Can you hear me? All right, let's pause for a moment. We seem to have lost our connection with Michael. We'll continue with our talker's overview of the top stories of the week in just a moment here.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops.
They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
Well, the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's try this over again. Sometimes technology is as it is. You know, we should reserve some time, Michael, on the Countdown Show for a discussion of Mercury when it goes into retrograde.
It's always Mercury in retrograde's fault.
Yes. Well, in this circumstance, it really, if you believe in astrology, Mercury, when it goes into retrograde, affects communication more than anything else. Little glitches here and there sort of get underscored or underlined because they seem to be more difficult or more, if you will, prominent. So, at any rate, I think what we should do is go back. For those who are listening, we got started with our overview of the top stories, but I think we'll start it again at number 10 and have Michael go through it, and then we'll get the list of people who are on the front page, if you will, this week, and we'll go from there.
All right, I'll do it again. Do I get paid by the word?
Yes, you do. Do it again.
Good. This is great for me then. Okay. At number 10, we have Prince dies, and we have the NBA and NHL playoffs. We have United Healthcare exits Obamacare exchanges at number 9. The Supreme Court of the United States amnesty case and mistrust of press poll. Wow, what a surprise. At number 8, still with me? At number 7, what you should do is what a lot of hosts do. They make their presence known by making noise.
Okay.
At number 7, Islamic State Europe threats. That's ISIS. Number 6, this is good. Bathrooms gender controversy.
No.
And ESPN fire Schilling.
I think everybody should be allowed to go to the bathroom.
It's important.
It is.
At number 5, Iran weapons concerns. At number 4, the $20 bill changes. At number 3, Russian military activity. At number 2, Obama's Saudi Arabia trip. At number 1, the presidential race. And most specifically, the New York primary.
I think the Iranians should be featured on our $20 bill. Don't you?
The Iranians?
Yeah, why not? This big deal with the Iranians and their weapons and stuff, and a lot of people don't like the fact that Harriet Tubman is going to be on the $20 bill. Those who don't like it, let's put some, like the Ayatollah, on the $20 bill. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of all my $20 bills in protest. I'm going to throw them away. I'm going to burn them. I'm going to have a $20 bill burn.
I'm going to the bank and trade them in for 50s. Here's two 20s. Give me a 50, please.
I mean, just think about it, you know, the things that we make important.
We do this every week with a lot of stuff that really is important.
We should worry about more
people. Important.
I'll take more $20 bills with people on them I don't know or care about.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, I just love...
Oh, you sexist. Okay. You don't want to see Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill?
I don't think... I think Harriet Tubman is as good as anybody else. Why not? Yeah.
I think you and I should have our pictures on. We could be two-faced. You could be on one side, I'll be on the other side.
We've been accused of that before.
We have been.
Okay, let's go through the people. Prince is at 10, John Kerry at 9, Kurt Schilling at 7, at 8, rather. 7 is Jack Lew. He's involved with the $20 bill. Yes. Vladimir Putin at 6, Bernie Sanders at 5, Ted Cruz and John Kasich at 4, Hillary Clinton at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. And there we did it, twice, but once in reality.
I think that's unfair. I think Donald Trump should be number 1 again.
He says that this survey is rigged.
That's very good. All right. Jack Lew, number 7, is the Treasury Secretary,
yes,
who says that it was his decision to put Harriet Tubman on the $20. I'm thinking there's probably more pressure to put Hillary on the $20
Someday
bill.
Hillary will be on the $20
Someday.
Bill.
Someday.
The $20 bill will be worth 2 cents
right,
at that
time. So
if
you believe that Jack Lew made that decision in a vacuum, you are crazier than I thought you were, because
right,
there's no way that didn't come down from the mountaintop that it was going to be Harriet Tubman. It had nothing to do with Jack Lew. He just happened to be occupying that space and that time at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So when I these people are such characters. I made my decision. I woke
Poor
up one
Jack.
Morning.
Well, I see that in corporate America all the time. The guy that makes the announcement or the guy that's credited with the victory or the loss or the decision usually had nothing to do with it.
No, of course not. All right, the president's plan. Sometimes I always love it. George Bush used to look like a deer in the headlights. He'd go to a press conference and say, oh, this is the president's plan. And they look at well, what plan are we talking about today? The president's plan, my foot. The president don't come up with these things. They're there, occupying time and space. All right, you're a baseball fan, Boston fan, as am I. Kurt Schilling made a fool of himself this week, but it's not new for him to have done it. Good pitcher, but not much good for anything else, apparently ESPN found out. Why do you ever think about this? Maybe you have conversations with people when we talk about how foolish folks are to not understand that you get scrutinized for everything, because as in this program, any program, you can follow us online, the people have cameras, people have the ability to record, and then you get these jobs, like these baseball players, football players, so lucky to be able to get a job on television or radio talking about their sport, and Schilling blows it by being a fool.
Well, Schilling is a very opinionated guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are people that will agree
not
with
bad,
him.
Yeah. Well, sure there are. Not his management, but a lot of people do.
Yeah, I mean, the key is that you have to understand that, you know, what are the boundaries of where I work? Sometimes they're not spelled out clearly. Sometimes yeah, they hire a guy or a gal to be controversial, and then when they get too controversial, they fire them and act like they were the victim. So there's more to that story than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did ESPN not know what they were getting with Kurt Schilling? Does Kurt Schilling not know that it's a good job? I mean, these are questions, you know, that you have to have in the back of your mind, somewhere the truth lies in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
It's not like Kurt Schilling needs that job to pay his rent next week. You know, baseball players make an enormous amount of money.
Good pitchers make a lot of dough.
Yeah, especially ones that bleed for their team. I mean, do you believe the blood was real? I mean, that's a whole other story. There are many people who think that was a fake.
There was a ketchup bottle.
Yeah. Remember the blood on his... I mean, come on! Talk about drama. The guy's pitching and bleeding.
Yes. Well, I'm bleeding for my team.
Where is that bloody sock? I want to see DNA. I want proof. Is it in the Hall of Fame?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Who knows? You know, or the Sock Hall of Fame. But but no, Schilling's a controversial guy. He can't keep his mouth shut. And there's a lot of guys in the talk business like that, and they get fired. Mm-hmm. They also create a lot of interest and controversy. And look at Schilling. I mean, he's maintained a high public profile for his mouth after hanging up his arm or his glove or whatever you want to say.
All right, so did he get a... what kind of awards did he win as a pitcher? He didn't. He got MVP plays.
He was a top pitcher. I don't remember. Yeah. I'm not as big a baseball fan as I am a football fan. I have to admit that I don't follow it as closely as I follow football. I used to when I was a kid, but it's no longer. It's interesting to me if a team that I'm interested in is in the thick of it, and I like it toward the end of the season.
All right. So to prove that, Michael is going to discuss one of the big stories this week: the bathroom controversy, the gender controversy, because that is important. We all have to know how to go to the bathroom and when to go to the bathroom. We need the government to tell us that. And so as a result, there's a whole bunch of hoopla about trying to figure out which sex goes where. We'll figure that out, so you'll have the definitive answer in a moment here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 minutes past the hour. This week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every once in a while, Michael and I get silly. We've known each other for a long time, and sometimes when we are on the air, we get a little silly. Sometimes we're off the air, we get a little sillier. And so there are things that we've been talking about in the last couple minutes. Sorry, folks, you can't hear about them. Then that's probably one of the worst things you can ever say to anybody on the radio. I should have learned that better in Radio 101, Michael.
Yeah, you just broke every rule.
Of course I did. Yeah, well, I'm here to do that.
Making the audience think that they're missing out on something. If people want to know what we were talking about, it's been recorded and it's online behind the firewall for $25.
Right, exactly. Go to talkers.com, which is where the Talk Radio Countdown list is, by the way. Seriously, have it both at DougStefan.com and talkers.com, which is part of Talker. Well, it's the Talkers magazine is at talkers.com, where you find Talkers television, Talkers radio, and the highlights of the annual get-together, which is May 20th this year at Hofstra University on Long Island. I'm going to do my radio program, my Monday through Friday program, there at Hofstra University. A great radio program. I think that's why you're going there, because it's such a good radio school,
right? It's a great radio school, and it's a great communication school, and they have a great facility, and I've been involved with Hofstra for many decades.
You didn't go there, though, did you? Did you go?
Yeah, I graduated from Hofstra.
Did you?
I was in their Charter Hall of Fame for their radio station. I was, and I'm a member of the Communications Department Advisory Board.
Oh, I didn't know that. I missed that. You've been holding out on me. I did the same thing at Heidelberg, but Heidelberg's nowhere near as prestigious when it comes to this sort of thing as Hofstra is.
I don't know about that. Heidelberg is good.
Heidelberg is not good when it comes to this sort of thing. All right. Let's.
Gosh. I'm sure they're going to love you for that.
Listen, they know exactly how I do
it.
I bought the radio station that I first was heard on, WTTF, when I was in college, and the first commercial words on a commercial radio station ever came out of my mouth was an outro to Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys.
Oh, my gosh.
On Bang Records. It was 2 minutes and 31 seconds long, an orange label with a yellow cloud over Bang. And I remember that to this day. I worked on the radio stage for all the years I was in college. And when I was able to do so and the stage came up for sale, I bought it to give to the college because I wanted to have a laboratory there that we could use to teach students how to be better broadcasters, because there are a laboratory.
I thought you brought the radio station.
But speaking of laboratories,
see how I set you up
very
for
clever.
That?
Yeah, very, very nice. The bathroom gender controversy, number six this week on our talk radio review. What in the name of heavens gets people fired up about stuff? Do you care whether there's a woman in the bathroom with you or not? I, as a matter of fact, last week I went into the ladies' room because I couldn't wait to go into the men's room. It was locked. I went into the ladies' room and did my business and then left.
Were there women?
No, there were no women. I wouldn't go in if it was a stall. It was just one room. I would never go into a woman's room.
Oh, well, that's different. What about, so there, why wouldn't you go in?
What? Because I think that it would embarrass a lot of women.
So there you go.
They'd be upset.
That's why they have this rule.
Well, but some people don't know what their gender is or what their sexuality is. They're confused
about
it.
Look down and see.
Wait a minute. We just solved the whole problem. If you look down and see one thing, you're
going
to...
That's got to get fired with Kurt Schilling.
No. You know what? I just got this. Instead of putting men's room and ladies' room on the door to the facilities, we're just going to put up signs from now on. Look down and then choose your room. That's
right.
All.
Right.
Right? That's it.
Well, you know, it's I just think it's not that cut and dried an issue.
Really?
No.
Seriously.
Complicated issue. We can talk about it more.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that in a moment. Hold on a second. Michael and I are going to discuss bathrooms and not bathroom humor, but seriously, I've heard from a lot of people who have been interviewing various folks like the ACLU in Virginia, and what's going on in North Carolina, making a big deal out of this sort of thing. They're passing laws against lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transvestites. Is that appropriate? 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll free, 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
At 33 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. This happens to be our expose for the week of April 18th to the 22nd. When I say we, I mean me, Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. Before we get into some other things that are a part of the talk radio world this week, let's go back to the issue we were talking about, and somewhat facetiously, but not really, the discussion of bathrooms and gender, the controversy about where you go to the bathroom, that kind of stuff. So what do you think the appropriate way is to handle something like this?
I think that, first of all, there should be sensitivity to people that are concerned about transgender or people who are anatomical males going into female restrooms. I understand the concern. And this is not to take away the rights of, and I'm just pointing out the position. I'm not necessarily sure where I stand on it because I'm kind of radical. I don't like public bathrooms at all. They're dirty and women being with women and men being with men is not always the most pleasant situation either.
Yeah.
But maybe we should be rethinking the whole concept of public restrooms going forward. And that's what's good about this issue, is that it's causing us to talk about it. But we politicize it. We make it left and right. We make it suddenly a human rights issue, and we miss the point.
Yeah. Don't we always?
Yes. I mean,
that's pretty much
we do that with everything from this bathroom issue to climate change.
Yeah.
You know, we politicize it, and then we lose sight of what we're really talking about.
Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about?
What we're talking about here is the fact that some people are not comfortable with a member of what they perceive to be the opposite sex in their bathroom. And by changing this law to protect transgendered people, meaning men that think they're women, to be able to go into a woman's room, that could create a lot of discomfort and also opens the door for perverts, which, believe it or not, they do exist. And a lot of them are men.
Yeah.
It opens the door for them to be able to just go into a
woman's more room male perverts than female perverts.
There are a lot of female perverts. The problem is that, boy, are we getting into a sticky issue. I'm going to say something. You want to hear a controversial statement? Men don't mind being perverted on by women as much as women mind being perverted on by men. There are a lot of men. A woman accidentally walks into the men's room, at least half of the men there like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Okay.
Now, I've seen this happen.
How so?
I've been in men's rooms where a woman accidentally walked in. Haven't you?
Actually, I can't remember. I've walked into a woman's room by mistake.
That's terrible.
And they're putting their makeup on. And so I thought, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And they laugh about it and go on. You know, that's not the same
thing because
they're not,
They're not out there peeing on the wall.
No.
I mean, the women have more privacy based upon the way the...
Right, we stand at urinals and we pee against the wall, basically.
Right.
That's what we do.
And so a woman walks in and she's faced with a very strange sight that she didn't expect if it was an accident. A bunch of men. But have you ever been to a place where there are far more facilities for men than there are for women?
Always the case.
And there's a long line of women, and the men's room is just normal.
Yeah.
And then you always get that bold woman who says, hell with this, I'm going to the bathroom, and they walk in.
Yep.
And then you're suddenly, then other women walk in. I've been at Broadway theaters where this has happened, where all of a sudden there are five or six women walking around among the men peeing on the wall.
And
it's kind of awkward.
Distracting. Distressful, maybe.
It wasn't distressing. It was kind of culturally provocative. It was interesting. It was like, wow, this is weird. You know, this is not something that happens every day. But that being said, let's face it, there is a concern in terms of privacy among most of the population of doing that type of thing, at least at this point in our cultural norms. With a member of the opposite sex that you don't, who you don't know, in a public situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's more to protect children and women than it is to protect the rights of transgenders. The solution is change the nature of public restrooms. They shouldn't be so public.
Well, I think that's part of it. When I said what I did before about going into a ladies' room this week or last week when I was on the road somewhere, I went. I know it was a single stall. I wouldn't have gone into it. And by the way, the door is not locked. That's how you tell. If the door is lockable, then it's a single stall.
Right.
If it's just an open door, you know that there are privacy stalls that are there if you want to use them. So I don't feel really... I think once I went into a ladies' room and I thought, oh, what happens if a policeman sees me walking out? Am I going to get arrested?
You could.
I don't know whether you could or not.
Yes, you could.
Yeah? Huh. Guess I'd be more careful about when I go.
See, my problem is, and this is changing the subject a little, is I have problem reading symbols. You know the symbols that they have everywhere that are designed because people are illiterate?
Really?
So that instead of saying ladies' room, they'll just have a picture of a woman with a skirt and the man with pants.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't tell the difference.
Well, oftentimes they're confusing, especially if the lady of the house wears the pants.
Exactly. No, but sometimes the pants and the skirt don't look that different. And if you wear glasses and you don't have your glasses on, the point I'm making is that when I see the fork on the side of the road, you know, they're like, oh, that's food.
Take it.
Yeah. You know, I like words. I could read foreign words that I've never seen in languages I don't know better than I can understand some of these symbols.
Right.
That's just my head.
All right. Let's go to this week. The Talker's headline feature focuses on your up close and far out discussion with broadcaster Alan Combs. He's doing something different and at the Talker's Radio. I like Alan. He and I have been friends for a long, long time. I think he's a superb broadcaster, frankly, very smart. But I must say I'm taken back a little bit by this because I didn't know I have an interest in the discussion that you have recorded for Up Close and Far Out this week, but I didn't know he did. So what's...
Yeah, Alan has always been interested in cosmic consciousness, otherwise known as the paranormal, metaphysics, the unknown, extraterrestrial life, telekinesis.
So how does that set with you? You and he are friends, too. You don't much believe in any of this stuff.
I totally believe in it.
You do?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So how come you and I don't know that? Because I totally believe in it, too. It's like
because I don't necessarily mix subjects. I mean, when I'm here talking about talk radio with you and current events, I'm not here to talk about, you know, the things that I think about philosophically when I'm getting
sure
ready.
Sure you are. You're a star of the program. You can talk about whatever it is that...
And we'll have nobody listening because...
Oh, baloney.
The audience.
Wait a minute. Now, see, you just said something that is so wrong.
No, it's
the,
not.
The idea that people are not interested in that sort of thing. How do you
they're
think...
Not interested in, they're not
George
interested in...
George Norrie didn't become the number one overnight at Art Bell.
Yes, but...
Because
but
people
missing,
don't care about this stuff.
But you're missing a fundamental fact of broadcasting. If, in fact, something having to do with extraterrestrial life or quantum physics or parapsychology were to make its way to the top 10 topics of discussion on talk radio this week, then we talk about it. But this program's mission is to be a behind-the-scenes look at talk radio and to discuss the top issues that are being talked about on news talk stations. It's not appropriate for me to come in here.
I want to protest, then. I want to change the way we do the program.
Well, then,
I want to have a time when we can talk about things that aren't in the top 10 that are important to a lot of people, maybe 4 or 5 minutes every week.
But that's based on the assumption that it's 1980 and that there is no internet and there isn't all of this dizzyingly confusing, noisy option menu out there for people.
Podcasts and streaming.
Yeah, we owe it to the listeners to give them what they tuned in for.
Mm-hmm.
The show is billed as the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Right.
It's a feature on your weekly show, and it's
yes.
a feature on the weekend as a standalone. It is a specific mission, and so I'm true to the mission. I mean, if I don't want people to necessarily think that the only thing I think about is what people are talking about on talk radio, but on this program, that's my job.
Well, I think that there are, and I understand what you're saying, and I'm being serious now. There are so many other things that intrigue people. I don't want to shut people out who are interested in other things. There may be people listening to this program now. We've done a good job reviewing the stories, and we've talked about some of the people. And there may be many people who are not interested in any of these things. You can express your preference, by the way, in the poll at DougStephan.com on the talk topics of the week. We list them there as the research done by talkers indicates what are the number 1 through number 10 issues of the week. And you can tell us, this isn't about whether you agree or not, but just what's important to you. And maybe we should have a slot other in there to bring about things that would be exciting that may not make it into the top 10. I happen to think that what you're talking about and what's in this podcast is fascinating stuff.
Well,
I'll bet you there are a lot of other people who believe that as well.
Yes, but it is. But it is. I'm not saying. All I'm saying to you is that you're missing one of the primary directives of media in the 21st century, and that is, you know, if somebody turns on the hot water, they want hot water. They don't want sangria.
But after a while, it hurts.
I mean, hot water.
Hot water.
Hot water
hurts after a while.
Cold water. From the cold water tap.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to an Italian restaurant, you're not looking for Chinese food. I mean, it's just the way things are organized.
I'd like to have you just give me something to think about. A Chinese guy married to an Italian lady. What kind of a restaurant would they come up with? Let's think about that for a moment as we pause on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Stephan.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine this situation. You're the volunteer coach for your son or daughter's Little League baseball team, and it's time to fill out the roster.
your center fielder has the flu, so you put another player there. A batter hits a pop fly to center, but the fielder misses it and gets hit in the eye. What do you do? Well, how about call a defense lawyer? Several years ago, the president of Little League Baseball told Congress that story to reveal how bad America's lawsuit problem has become. In that case, the player's parents sued for medical costs, pain and suffering, and punitive damages, all because of a mishandled pop fly. Let's be fair. Sometimes it seems that America's new national pastime is filing lawsuits. A new lawsuit is filed every 2 seconds in America, and unless the courts solve this problem, it may get to the point where the only people qualified to coach Little League Baseball anymore are moms and dads with a law degree. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, here we are on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. My savior and hero is Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The list of the top 10 items every week, as the research is done by the folks at Talkers, is produced and published at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is as well. You get the list on DougSteffen.com. So we were talking about things that are like this discussion that's in Up Close and Far Out, the podcast Michael does every week with some well-known talk radio person or somebody's connected to talk, and the discussion of the paranormal, the occult, metaphysics, that sort of thing, is sort of considered taboo in mainstream political talk radio. Not that there aren't a lot of stations. I mean, I think Nori's on, what, 550 stations, so there got to be a lot of political talk stations that are carrying.
Well, these talk stations have historically carried shows here and there. Art Bell, George Nori, going all the way back to the 70s with Long John Neville,
right,
on WNBC in New York. So, you know, the paranormal has been one of the side dishes served up on News Talk Radio. But no, you wouldn't talk about the paranormal in the middle of a discussion about
all right, but what could happen
convention.
To what could happen to make this relevant? Because there are ways that people can turn this around and turn it into a discussion. You have, I'm sure, thoughts about what would make this work.
If the paranormal were presented intelligently and people were scrutinized as to who the guests were and what the legitimacy of the topic is, it makes a great topic on radio, and a case could be made that it should join the other topics that are the big five. You have politics, you have sports, you have finance, you have health, and you have relationships. Those are the big five topics on News Talk Radio. There should be also science and the boundaries of science.
Yeah, right.
I don't like charlatan stuff. I'm not into astrology. I'm not into baloney psychics, people that are, you know, fake. There's a lot of them. That's one of the problems.
Yeah, there are some good ones, though, too.
They're good. Most of them are good fakes.
Yeah,
people that really have this ability don't go around, you know,
making money with it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So then, well, that's not what we're really talking about, although a lot of people would confuse. I'm glad you gave that explanation, because a lot of people would confuse those sorts of folks who are on radio stations from time to time just to, because the hosts are lazy that day and they want the phone to ring and somebody to talk and they don't want to do anything.
Look, 10 seconds. There's a lot happening on the frontiers of science that are very important that nobody's talking about, and it makes science fiction seem
real.
Real. I mean, it's amazing.
It does. Yeah, it does. Okay, so Alan Combs interviewed in Up Close and Far Out by Michael Harrison in the podcast. You can find it at talkers.com, where you can find the list of the top topics of the week. And so we've had it. Thank you, Michael. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Things that works for us here on the Countdown or overviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio is the ancillary opportunity we have to bring you a focus on something that is different than what everybody else is doing. If you look in the video of the day box at DougSteffen.com, you will see Prince highlighted there in a role that surprised a lot of people. This is from the Muppets Tonight. The Prince appeared as a guest, betting one of the Muppets that he could write a song about anything, even the menu at the cafeteria. And that's that's what this is about. So listen to a minute or so of this. Those the Muppets in the chorus. Check out the video at DougSteffen.com. So our purpose here as we count down, I'm not going to do this in an official manner, but the top seven songs in terms of what's sold and basic popular in the radio for Prince can be, there are seven of them, and I'm not going to play them in any particular order. 1999 was, I think, the first time. Even though it's not his first big song, the first time he really showed up, especially in the dance charts. This was a big song from 1982. Some of the things that people have been saying about Prince, there was a live tweet going on for much of the latter part of the week talking about this at Good Day Show. the things that people said, like Pam, when I first heard, I hoped that it was a bad joke or a stupid hoax. Sadly, it's true. Still taking it all in about the sudden death of Prince. Damn, he was good. One head-to-toe total talent whose musical legacy will forever remain part of the soundtrack of our lives. Here's another example of that. Number two best-selling song for Prince was The Little Red Corvette that came out in 1983. What a big hit this was. We've also asked at Good Day Show for you to tell us what your favorite Prince song was. Marty said, Let's Go Crazy. Kathy said Little Red Corvette. Greg said Little Red Corvette. There are a couple of others who have picked that out, Diane. So we pay tribute to Prince that way as well. Number three song on this list of the top seven. This is, many people think, his anthem. The story of his life. When Doves Cry. This is the biggest selling song of 1984. Now you can crack it up, Kevin. The beat and the guitars. Ancillary other instruments. Cheryl wrote at Good Day Show, so gutted about Prince. I was a huge fan. So many of his albums. Rest in peace, Prince. Your music truly brought people together. Your legacy will live on for generations to come. Thus, we move to the song which many people think, again, coming from the movie, The Story of His Life in Purple Rain. 1984, early 85. Tom writes, prayers to his family, loved ones. His music is still here to enjoy, which is all those of us who didn't know him personally had anyway. Art can last forever. People come and go. His mission was accomplished. I think that's a great way of looking at it, frankly. Purple Rain was John's favorite. And so we go on to other amazing music. Number five song in his career in terms of sales. This was the number two song in 1985, Raspberry Beret. Christy said to Edgar Day Show, kind of weird he died in an elevator. And Let's Go Crazy lyrics have a lot to do about death and God with the elevator analogy. I hope he punched a higher floor. I'm hoping we all do that for ourselves as well. That's pretty profound, Krista. Thank you for that. Let's see here. What do we have next? Let's see. Kiss would be next on the list of the top seven. Huge. Number one hit from 1986. And we'll finish our focus on Prince with a song that was, in a manner of speaking, not an epitaph. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, same year George Harrison was inducted as a solo artist. And George's son led an all-star group performing one of George's signature songs, which featured Prince in that group. So that's what this is, as we pay tribute to Prince, the top seven songs, counting sort of up, down, sideways, for your listening and dancing pleasure, for you to remember and think about here.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.